Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and this is another episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And today's Nutty Chat is with me, Nutty. Okay, so I don't have anyone lined up for today, mostly because I'm recording this on the 17th, and I'm planning for this to come out on the 18th, and that is Nutty Day. So I figured I should talk with myself. Yes, so it is my birthday. I am 38 years old, I think it is. 77? Yeah, that works out. it's a little weird for me. Normally, I make a big deal about my birthday. I make a big deal about everybody's birthday. If you're friends with me on Facebook and you let Facebook tell me that it's your birthday, I will always go out of my way to wish you a happy whatever your name is. Because I feel like people's birthdays should be treated as national holidays. You know, your birthday is your own personal holiday, and I will go out of my way to celebrate it really loud and proud and happy. Except that currently, my husband's out in the field and I'm pretty much stuck working. And tomorrow I'm going to be spending most of the day at the dealership getting my car serviced and recalled. So it's really not going to be a very fun birthday, but this weekend coming up, I'm going to be in New York, so I think I'm going to take that as my birthday. I am very much hoping that I'm going to get a little birthday cake while I'm out at Fire Island. That should be a lot of fun. It's something that we used to do when we were kids. And for me, having an August birthday meant we were always at Fire Island for my birthday, so I very rarely had a birthday at home. Birthdays at Fire Island were fantastic. Okay, so my family, we grew up, we would go out to Fire Island on a sailboat, and there were a lot of kids in my family. I am the 7th of 9 kids, but I'd say for the most part, it wasn't really more than 8 of us in the particular family sailing at any time. The last kid came a bit later, and you know, yeah, he'd go sailing with us, but we weren't all on the boat at that time. When you think that there's a 16-year span between the oldest and the youngest in the family, it's easy to recognize that, yeah, at some point, you're not going to have all 8 of the kids on the boat at the same time. So we would go over, and it would be 8 kids, 3 adults on a 34-foot sailboat or smaller. Well, no. With that many, it would be 34, because we had a smaller boat beforehand. And so for your birthday, you'd be at the beach or on the nature trail or somewhere, and then you'd come back and there'd be balloons clipped all over the boat. And, there'd be that same happy birthday sign that we hung up for everybody. And it was, this plastic foil one that wouldn't get rot or get corroded, while being on the boat. So it was there forever. Everybody's birthday had the same sign. And you would go on, and the birthday cake was an Entenmann's Louisiana crunch cake with the little candles in it. You'd blow out the candles, you'd have a little bit of cake, and then you'd have like bubbles or pinwheels or something to give to everybody. Because in my family, what we did is on our birthdays, we give, as the birthday kid, we would give everybody else presents. So we would give bubbles or pinwheels or little games or something like that. It was a lot of fun. And while I'm not expecting my mom to put up a bunch of balloons, like that's not what I'm looking forward to. I'm just looking forward to a little bit of Louisiana crunch cake, some swimming, having fun. And so basically we'll just delay my birthday a little. Tech normally, his little joke with me is every time my birthday rolls around, he gets me a cake wreck. He goes out of his way to get a cake that is messed up. If you've ever been to cakewrecks.com, you know what it's like. So it would be happy birthday, her name in icing. I think, what was it? Last year it was happy 73rd birthday. And just all sorts of craziness. And there were several times that the people at the bakery were like, are you serious? I don't think we can do that. We're going to get in trouble. We can't mess it up for you on purpose. And he's like, no, trust me. This is exactly what I want. And she's going to love it. And then last year he was trying to explain it. And the person goes, oh my gosh, I love that website. I know exactly what you're talking about. I can do it great for you. So he finally had somebody that got the joke. So that's pretty much what we do. You know, he will go out and get me a cake, and it's normally like a little mini cake, which is nice because Otherwise, I'm staring at a cake all week and I'm like, that's such a waste of food. But hopefully he will figure something out like that when he returns from the field. So my birthday is basically going to be delayed. And the actual day is not going to be that much fun. But we've got a podcast and this is what I'm putting out. There's been a bunch of stuff in the Dog Days feed. And I kind of miss being able to respond to everybody like I did last year. Last year, I could be able to talk back to everybody. So I'm going to try and hit a couple of points, but I don't want to spend too much time. So we'll see how many points I can get to. So a bunch of you, I just finished listening to Clinton talk about how people are saying it's the 10th year of podcasting or whatever. And I agree. It makes me so upset when I hear people say, oh, podcasting, it's 10 years old now. And it's like, no, it's not. There are podcasts in this feed that all celebrated their 10th anniversary last year. Podcasting has been around since at least 2004. I've been listening since 2004. And it's very frustrating to hear people only ever talk about corporate podcasts. And when I say corporate, I include NPR in that. Yeah, it's public radio, but come on. It's not an independent podcast, you know. It's not like the bulk of podcasting, or at least in my opinion, I think the bulk of podcasting are independent podcasters like us. But the people that are being talked about are people that are already part of traditional media. So it's kind of like cheating when, you know, an article will be in the Times or it'll be on a website or CBC or NPR is talking about podcasting, and all they ever do is talk about these podcasts that are coming from established people, celebrities having their own podcasts, and NPR with their podcasts, and all of this other stuff. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be podcasting. I'm not saying this is our sandbox, get out. What I'm saying is they are a minority, and they're not the only game in town. There's so many amazing podcasts out there that are not corporate. I get so frustrated when I try to talk to people about podcasting and I tell them that I'm a podcaster and then they start rattling off the podcasts that they listen to. And I'm like, yeah, those are all NPR or those are all CBC. So basically you're just listening to the radio that's been taped, which is fine. And I'm not dismissing it. It's just, there's more out there, so take a look. I used to tell people, look, you want to get involved in fandom, you want to get involved in podcasting, you want to listen to some really great stuff. I want to open you up to a whole new world here. So what I want you to do is I want to take you to think about what is one of the things that you are most passionate about? What's a TV show that you absolutely love and you wish you could talk to people about it all day, but nobody wants to talk to you about it? Okay. And I'm using iTunes because currently it's the biggest directory out there. I'm sorry, guys. You know, the pickle has moved on. There's not another directory. You know, there's other directories, but iTunes is the biggest one. And you can use this for many places, but I'm just using iTunes as an example. But type that into iTunes and then click podcasts. And you will find a podcast for you. You'll find 10 podcasts for you. I mean, trust me, if you wanted to listen to a show about Heroes when it was on, there were 5 major podcasts about Heroes. If you wanted to listen to a podcast about Game of Thrones right now, there's like 30 different podcasts. And I know I'm on one of them. I'm on one of the podcasts that started when the show started and is still going, which is a smaller percentage. There's not too many people that have been podcasting about Game of Thrones since 2011, and we're the only spoiler-free one since 2011. So just go to specficmedia.com/BTW and you can check that out. Ding! But anything you're interested in, type that in and you will find a podcast about it. And that's not to say that I don't listen to any corporate podcasts. As a matter of fact, I've been going around telling everybody that they need to listen to Stuff You Missed in History Class because I've just been going through the back catalog and having so much fun. And there's so many things that I've been able to cherry pick out of their catalog because they've been podcasting since, I think, 2008. And they've got another what is it? It's like Stuff Your Mother Never Told You or something like that. And those are great. Those are great. But really, independent podcasters is where it's all about. And you're going to find so much more enjoyment out of those. Number one, they're going to be a lot more interactive with you. You send feedback to an independent podcaster, you're going to get a response. You're either going to get a response on the show or you'll get a response in the email. Very rarely are you going to run into an issue where they ignore your feedback. The only time that has ever happened to me with an independent podcast is basically when they got too flooded and just missed some of the feedback, or there was a technical issue and they lost feedback. I've never had somebody completely ignore my feedback. And you end up developing a relationship and a rapport with these podcasters, and it's amazing. I got into podcasting eventually because I became friends with podcasters because I was responding to them. The first podcast that I contributed to was Sci-Fi Dig, which this is a response to Bruce Rosenberger. He was talking about doing stuff for Aaron Makem on Sci-Fi Dig about the Hammer movies. And it was a trip down memory lane because both Bruce and Derek Howard from Comic Book Noise, they were both diggers, which is what Sci-Fi Dig fans were. And but that was the first podcast that I ever contributed to. And that was the first podcast community that I got involved in. I have so many friends from those early days talking to people that listen to the same podcast. And this was just a podcast done, you know, pretty much done by one guy sitting in his basement recording into a microphone. And we built a community. And there are so many different podcasts that I have become part of the community of their podcast. And it's amazing. And I have friendships that I cherish and I would never let go. And I'm so happy to have them. So this was a ramble about basically being a podcast hipster and saying, I remember it before NPR found it. And yes, I'm tired of hearing Marc Maron being the only person talked about. I'm tired of only ever hearing about Serial or Night Vale. And honestly, like Night Vale, I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun with it. But there are other podcasts out there. And every time I see an article and it's telling you the top 25 podcasts you need to listen to or the next podcasts or whatever, they are always the same group. And it's very, very rare that you're going to find an independent podcaster there. And it's so wrong because there's so much good content out there. As a matter of fact, listen to the feed for Dog Days of Podcasting. There are some amazing shows on here. And I'm so digging the rest of the feed and I'm loving hearing all these different people. And I remember last year and the year before, I ended up subscribing to a bunch of the podcasts that I listened to during Dog Days because I found I really enjoyed hearing them talk. I really enjoyed the content they were putting out. And it's a great way to discover new podcasts. And I know many, many podcast junkies out there like us are saying, oh, I just don't have time for another podcast. It's true. It's true. Sometimes when you add a podcast, you end up having to remove another one. But, you know, we all need variety. I can tell you right now, there are some podcasts that I've listened to and dropped and then gone back to. Comic Book Noise was one of those. I didn't have enough room. I dropped it for a couple of years and then I rediscovered it through Dog Days and I went back to it and it was like, oh yeah, it was really funny because Derek just had his 10-year anniversary and he played a bunch of the old clips and I remember, oh my God, yeah, that is what you used to sound like way back when. Wow, that is so different. It's kind of fun hearing how everybody's evolved. So before my time runs out, a couple other things. So I'm really enjoying there's a bunch of food talk going on. And while it wasn't in response to what everyone's talking about, yesterday's, which aired today now that I'm recording it, but it'll be yesterday when you're listening to this. That podcast was me and Heidi just talking about food and food hacks, which was so much fun. But I'm having so much fun listening to why chicken is cheaper now than it used to be. And it kind of scares me a little bit, but it's good stuff. And then Chiaki was talking about grass-fed beef versus corn-fed beef and all this other stuff. And it's so true. And if you can make those choices, it's great. Unfortunately, there are so many people in the world that can't, and it makes me sad because things are being pushed to a point where people who have less choices don't get to choose what's right for them, and there are people that are making money off of that, making those choices for them. I hope that makes sense. And then lastly, I just want to talk about beer a little bit. Okay, so I am not a big beer drinker, but a couple of people have been talking about beer. And there are certain beers that I do like. What I like is I like it when beer doesn't have a lot of hop. I don't like the taste of hops. To me, that's that beer taste that I really hate, which I'm sure like big beer drinkers are going to say, oh, well, then you don't like beer. That's fine. Like I said, I'm not a big beer drinker. I don't get into the whole political craft beer versus mass-produced beer, whatever. But I can tell you that, for instance, when I lived in New Brunswick, Fredericton, we had Picaroons. And it was a local beer, technically craft. It's like, I always called it like a microbrew. They tried to use as much local stuff as they had. And what really turned me on to them is we did the Bike for Breath. And after the Bike for Breath, what was it? I'm trying to remember. Tech went for 66 kilometers and I went for like 30 kilometers. After that was all, you know, we did all of that. We went home, we showered and we came back and there was like this banquet and the banquet was a bunch of appetizers and a beer tasting. And the owner of Picaroons would walk us through all the different stuff. And he talked about, you know, the aroma and he talked about what went into it. And he never got to the point where he was like beer snobby or, well, you can really taste the barrel in this one and all that other stuff. No, it was a normal person who likes normal stuff and normal beer. And one of the things that I loved is someone said, well, what about chick beers? Do you make chick beers? And he had the best answer for this. He says, you know, I think that women who like beer, they like beer. So I really don't have to change it for anyone. So no, I don't make chick beers. I make beer. Women like my beer. Men like my beer. It doesn't matter. And it was a very diplomatic way of him answering the question that he was pretty much offended at the idea that beer had to be different for women to enjoy it. And then somebody mentioned something about fruity beer being for is what women like. And again, he was just like, he was not enjoying the questioning, but they do have this one beer called Melonhead that they only do in the summer. And it has like essence of watermelon in it or something like that. And it's hugely popular. And normally he is Mr. I don't like fruit in my beer. And he's like, but you know what? This was an experiment and it worked out and it actually tastes really good. But you know who the biggest group of people that buy this? It's all the dude bros. It's the guys in the Jeeps and the muscle t-shirts and all this other stuff. It is not a chick beer. It's like, you know, if I had to go through it, this would not be the beer that most women drink. This is the beer that most like athletic type guys drink. So there goes your theory that fruit beer is the chick beer. And I just love that. Back in Fredericton, we've got a friend, Rich. He's on Epic also. You can find that at geeklude.com or chsrfm.ca/epic. It's another geek related podcast and he brews his own beer and he really got into it. And I've tasted a lot of homebrews. And I got to tell you, most people that homebrew, not so good. Some people, pretty good. Like Scott Roche has had a couple of pretty good ones, although he did give me one that had coffee in it, and that was not good. I am allergic to the coffee bean, so not going to be my favorite. But I could see that if you enjoyed coffee, it would have been a good beer. Just not my thing. Rich is amazing. He's like a natural at it. And he is able to craft all these different beers, and there was one that he made that I just loved so much, and I think it had to do with the fact that it had higher carbonation. And I don't know what goes into it to make it have higher carbonation. Maybe there's more yeast or something. I don't know. But that was really good. And then I found that I liked this, it's this Indian beer called Tiger, and that was really good. So I'm always on a quest for like the beer that I do like. And if I'm going to drink a beer, it's going to be a good beer. I'm not drinking Bud Light just to drink it because I could just drink water. And then Chiaki had another show where he was talking about getting Japanese beer that had been imported from Japan, not Japanese beer that was made and the recipe was tampered with for the United States market, which drives me crazy because when we were in Europe, Tech really enjoyed Peroni beer. And then we get back to Canada and boom, no Peroni beer. I mean, they had it, but it didn't taste the same. It wasn't even close. So I really want to go and I want to try all of these Japanese beers that Jackie was talking about, because I like the idea that if you're going to drink a beer, it has to complement your meal. And for me, it's all about food. So I don't want my beer to interfere with my food. If I drink a beer, it's very rarely am I drinking it while I'm eating, because it interferes with food. So I really want to try one of those beer that doesn't interact with your food. And I really want to experience that. I'm being in Canada, it's kind of tricky, but maybe on my travels, I can find someone that can find real Japanese beer that has been imported from Japan. So that has been the Nutty Nutty Chat. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying these. And with my Dog Day signature sign out, I'm going to tell you to stay cool. And I mean stay cool, because it was in the mid-30s here today. And I had friends telling me about it being in the mid-40s. So I'm not complaining. But yes, please, please stay cool. And those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, sorry, you're already cool. Stay warm. Thanks a lot. And we'll talk tomorrow. Stay cool. Bye.
What happens when cryptozoology meets genetic engineering? What happens when ghost hunters intersect with the most bizarre behavior humanity voluntarily performs? You get a podcast. The Weird Show. A podcast not nearly as serious as this as promo. TheWeirdShow.com.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.